Oh my god. Oh Jesus. Oh god. I'm so sorry. I did not notice you. Anyway, looks like we're back. And with a new scenery this time. And now we're finally here with a PlayStation review. Under the request of Gucci Cookie, of course. I'm so sorry it took this long, but oh well. What's up for grabs? Huh, that's strange. I never knew there was a LEGO Island sequel on the PlayStation 1. But oh well, good opportunities, I guess. I never played the original, honestly, so this is my first introduction. So, is this game bad? Let's find out. Holy shit, this is a breath of fresh air. If you want to make me feel a kid again, just show me this intro. I don't know why you want me to feel like a kid again, but just show me, alright? It will be nostalgic. One more thing also, this intro here is actually surprisingly well made. Sure, the CGI looks a bit cheesy and stuff, you know, like, Pepper looks a bit weird. But apart from that, this is actually really good intro animation. I can actually smell a good game here. When's it gonna start? Seriously, this has to be the longest loading screen I've ever faced. But anyway, after the loading screen, we finally get to the title screen. Honestly, pretty decent, I guess. Great for a kid's game. So far, the only thing keeping it from being perfect is the damn loading screens. Like, holy hell is it long. But anyway, I bet it's gonna be a decent game with great graphics, great gameplay, and... Oh no, what is this? What are these models? Who approved this? Who approved this? This is the introductory cutscene, and already I want to die. Seriously, who looked at this and said, okay, these models are good, put it in the game, and how about the lip-syncing?
Yes, each citizen will contribute a sturdy new Lego brick.
Well, this has to be the peak of the PlayStation 1. Models worse than Crash Bandicoot and lip-syncing with only two single frames. My god, what kind of game I got myself into this. Oh god, let's hope the gameplay is a bit better. Whoa, what is this camera perspective? Oh, who am I kidding? I can't just get used to this. But anyway, this is the game. My god, is it ugly. Also, the controls are counterintuitive. As you can see, X throws the pizza, ball is the skate, and square jumps. Who uses square to jump? Literally, in games like Crash Bandicoot, you use X to jump and square for the spin, or the ball if you want to. But in here, it's all reversed, I guess. Nothing makes sense on LEGO Island. So if you couldn't tell, your first mission is pretty self-explanatory. You're literally given the order to deliver 9 pizzas across the island. 9 pizzas equals 9 bricks so you can build a house. That's simple enough. Well, here's the thing. Everyone here is a freaking weirdo to Pepper.
Hi, Bob. Pizzas for ya.
Pepper, cool.
Pepper, if I were you, I would avoid this guy for life. What also shocked me is how bad the lighting is some places. Seriously, it's so dark you can barely see Pepper in it. And to think, this was a game released in 2001. Yes, I said that. 2001. By this point, we had the Dreamcast, which released in 1998. But we also had the PS2, which came a year earlier. And the GameCube and the Xbox released in the same year. The same year the Xbox and GameCube released, this game popped into existence. It should have easily stayed on Windows PC. It should have released on any other console that is not the PlayStation 1. It should have been released on the PS2, the Dreamcast, which at this point was discontinued. Or it could have been released on the GameCube, the Xbox. Anything that wasn't the PS1. Because by this point, the console was already outdated compared to these consoles. Honestly, I don't want to consider this LEGO Island, because this is not LEGO Island. If this was LEGO Island, it would have allowed me to create my own cars, drive them, explore the island, just put my imagination, you know, like LEGO. No, this is just your average kid's game adventure where you have to stop a criminal, or else what? The island gets destroyed? I don't know. Find out. This game is also a pain to navigate. You expect from a game like this to not focus on the exploration, but instead on the story. So you think that with the story being simple and the quests being simple, it should be easy to spot. But sometimes, I can't even spot. Sure, on the first tries, I can easily spot the police officers right here, like for example, But others, I can't really find out, and I circled the whole island trying to find them. Just look at this instance, for example. I delivered all the pizzas, all 9 of them. It's fine, it would be fine, but no, I'm missing one brick. So I have to find the person who has the last brick so I can build the house. And then here I am, going around the island, talking to the citizens, just to try to find one damn person. And guess who person was that?
What's up, Papa Bricolini?
Call me a dumbass or anything, but this has to be the biggest world record for not trying to find the obvious spot in the person. And all because its damn restaurant was hiding in the hills. What's even worse is that when I finished the house, I thought I could finally go there and finally explore the house. But no, guess what happens when I try to enter the house?
Yellow.
Hey, Pepper, my good friend, you did such
so you might think, with this context, you might think, okay, it's just one last delivery, it can't be that bad. But no, guess what? This fucking father calls Pepper to get to his restaurant just to say, deliver this chili pizza to the Brickster. Yes, the same Brickster who used the pizza to escape prison and nearly destroy Lego fucking Island. This, to me, is the pinnacle of Lego Island stupidity. They had the Brickster right there. They arrested the Brickster and they prohibited pizzas. But the police officers, when the kid delivers a pizza to a criminal that uses pizzas to escape prison, they just go all brain dead and blind and say, well, that's not my problem. That's the Pepper's problem now. This entire island is devoid of intelligence. I know it's a kid's game, but come on. At least in other kids' games, they had a brain like Sonic. In here, they're brain dead compared to Sonic. Ugh, I can't believe I wasted my entire day on this game. Ah, this is literally the worst day of my life. Anyway, adios, you worthless piece of Lego game. Well, that was disappointing. This was Lego Island 2 on the PlayStation 1. Once again, a bad choice of games. But oh well, this is the Video Game BF, and I'll see you next time.